Previously on Algoa FM.
Pete Lincoln from Smokey, welcome back.
Thank you.
We last spoke in December 2022, just before you guys came to South Africa.
Yeah.
So
it's a pleasure to be coming back so soon.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure for us to have you back so soon. Particularly glad that we get to see you this time without any travel. So, the last time we spoke, you were talking about the fact that you were kind of getting into the groove of you were about 50, 60 shows in at the time. How many more since then?
Well, we've been doing between 50 and 60 shows a year since then. So I guess another, 100 plus shows since we last spoke. So I'm well into the groove now. I feel very much part of the furniture and still really enjoying every minute of it. It's great fun.
Yeah. So it is Smokey's 45th anniversary tour. There are four shows in South Africa. The one that we care the most about in Algoa country is the one on the 21st of September at the Madiba's Sports Centre, right here in the GQ.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. The only difference between your last visit and this one is we're busy kind of going into spring at the moment, where last time it was full summer. The good news is South Africans have not run out of red wine, and we are always keen to light a braai.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Well, we love it. We just love the whole culture and the whole atmosphere down there. And I'm really looking forward to yet another visit to your great country. I really am. And I mean that. That's not just, a cheap shot. I really do mean it.
Yeah. Well, the fact that we were as specific as Brian Red Wine, some things that we are particularly well known for, then yes, you. it's not just lip service,
yeah,
we could tell. Let's talk quickly about Team Smokey. We've still got Steve Pinnell on drums. We've got Martin Bullard on keys. They've been around with the band since the 80s. Then Mick joined in the 90s. Martin's son Luke is on guitar. And Pete Lincoln with his multi-stellar career background is now the vocalist of Smokey.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. That's the lineup. We're still going strong as ever, really. And like I said, I've been with the band for, 3 years now, and it's been non-stop shows, really. Busy enough for a guy of my advancing years, but we're still having a great time.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to say or ask you. Is Mick Jagger still rocking out at 81, or are you going a similar route?
Well, who knows? I mean, I don't have any intention of retiring. I mean, why would you? You know, if you're doing something that you really love and you genuinely do love it, people say, yeah, but the traveling must really get you down. And, yeah, okay, but you've just got to adopt the right mindset for travel and the obstacles that can throw up, when your flight gets cancelled or your bags or your guitars get lost or whatever it is. You just have to adopt the right mindset and go with it. And the shows are the shows, and it's always a pleasure to be on stage performing. It's what I've done all my life, and I've, as I said, no intention of stopping. I'm 68 now, sort of careering uncontrollably towards the magical 70. And we'll just have to see what happens when we get there, but I'm not going to stop.
Cool. You were mentioning, and I did want to as well, life on the road, if you're no longer kind of, in your 20s, that must, as you said, kind of have its own unique set of challenges. But have you had any interesting, but not hopefully too serious mishaps or funny stories in the 3 years of touring now?
Well, just the aforementioned. I mean, the real pain is when a flight gets cancelled at the last minute and you have to make alternative travel arrangements. I mean, that is just, and since COVID, that has, it seems, because all the airlines, it's taken them a long time to get back up to speed again and to get all of the flights back on. I mean, we fly with KLM, the Dutch airline, quite a lot in our European travels, and often flights get cancelled at the last minute, at least they have been over the past few years. And there's always the lost bags and the lost equipment scenario, where you check all your gear in. Our road crew, bless them, they look after all the equipment that actually does fly with us, and they check it all in, and sometimes it doesn't show up at the other end, so you don't know which guitar you're going to be playing sometimes.
That must be terrifying.
But, that, that, that's all just part of the deal, you know. You just have to roll with that and get on with it and accept the challenges and adapt and deal with them as they happen.
Yeah.
Touring, it wouldn't be for everybody, obviously. People look at me with horror when I tell them what my schedule is sometimes. You know, friends and family say, are you mad? You know, you're really doing that? I mean, we're coming to South Africa. We're flying straight from South Africa to Copenhagen and Denmark to do some Danish shows. Yep. Then we go home for a week. Then we're off to Australia for 3 weeks. You know, so it's kind of, it is hectic, you know, but it's good fun.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was just thinking to myself, we spoke last time also about the fact that from the first time you picked up a guitar, you've hardly put it down, so to speak.
True enough, yeah.
You have, however, also over your musical career, presided over the change from, some fairly rudimentary techniques as far as recording and performing and stuff were concerned, through mm-hmm. to some high tech available now. How have you mm-hmm. adapted to that and adjusted to it?
As far as Smokey's concerned, we're a live band. We don't use any backing tracks. We don't mime to anything. There's no samples being triggered. Which are all obviously available, easily available, readily available to any touring band these days. But so far so good. We've managed to keep the show entirely live. So that's a Smokey end of things. Technology, as far as recording goes, it's quite amazing. I've got a small studio at home. I can record, you know, professional quality audio with a computer and an interface and a decent microphone and synths and what have you and software. It's quite amazing, really. What used to take up a massive studio.
Yeah.
A foot full of hard work and now be crammed into a laptop. It's just ridiculous. But it also allows you to record remotely, and I can record bits from my studio and send them to a colleague to work on blah blah blah. But it's not the same though as being in a room all together and working as a band.
I would imagine not.
That's the thing. But I mean, I welcome technology. I'm a bit perplexed by the AI. Songwriting thing,
songwriting
thing. You know, it's quite remarkable. I've signed up to that Suno thing, and I've been messing around with that, and it is amazing what it will throw at you in a matter of seconds. But then again, if you use it creatively, maybe it can be a springboard to write a better song. You know, who knows?
Yeah.
But I think you can't stop the march of technology. You might as well embrace it. So there we are.
Yeah. Right. I suppose the question that remains now is a Smokey show in 2024. What are we going to mm-hmm. see when the announcer says, please welcome on stage the band Smokey?
Well, you're going to see five guys performing some great songs with a lot of humor, a lot of fun, and a lot of integrity and professionalism and with a big smile. And some great, hopefully, interaction with a lovely audience. And it's, as I just said in the previous the previous question, it is all live, and it does have in it that does create its own energy. You're not dealing with click tracks and playing to a strict tempo and all that sort of thing. It's live, and that ebbs and flows as it would because it's organic.
Yeah.
And they get all the hits, the songs you'd expect to hear performed with the sound of Smokey, which doesn't change. It's a sound and a style and a brand which has been around for decades now, and it's still as strong as ever. So I hope people will come and enjoy it.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to that. As we said, 21st of September, Madiba's Sports Centre right here in the GQ. Tickets are available on smokey.co.za and in a couple other places, but that does make the most sense. And remember, the spelling of Smokey is S-M-O-K-I-E. We had a competition for some tickets last week, and the spellings were interesting. But I know that it's been spelled both ways historically and changed legally.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So the question I asked last time, and you didn't evade the answer, but it seems as though the answer hasn't changed. Any talk of new music?
We're so busy on the road, we haven't had time.
That's literally what you're saying. You can't go from being tied on the road to being tied in a studio.
You can't. You have to have some breathing space in order to be creative. You have to make the time to be together. And when we have time off, we tend to really need that time off. So at the moment, no. But, you know, watch this space. Mm. That's not to say... Never say never, you know, is what I would say with that. Well, that's probably what I said last time.
Yeah. Well, the good news is there are no new lyrics for us to learn for the show that we're going to on the 21st then.
No, the good news is there's no lyrics for me to learn because I've got no room in my head for any more lyrics.
But yeah, you must have had a few crammed in there over the years, all things told.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Pete, continue to have fun on your tour until we see you. And as we said, that is 21st of September, Madiba's Sports Centre. Tickets on smokey.co.za. Pete Lincoln from Smokey, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.